'Twas a long time ago, longer now than it seems, in a place that perhaps you've seen in your dreams. For the story that you are about to be told took place in the holiday worlds of old. Now, you've probably wondered where holidays come from. If you haven't, I'd say it's time you begun.
I believe it was our most horrible yet. Thank you, everyone.
No, thanks to you, Jack. Without your brilliant leadership.
Not at all, Mayor.
You're such a scream, Jack.
You're a witch's fondest dream.
You made walls fall, Jack.
Walls fall? You made the very mountains crack, Jack.
The deadly nightshade you slipped me wore off, Sally.
Let go.
You're not ready for so much excitement.
Yes, I am.
You're coming with me.
No, I'm not.
Come back here, you fool. Oh. Oh. Oh.
Jack, you made wounds ooze and flesh crawl.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Our first award goes to the vampire for most blood drained in a single evening.
Nice work, Bone Daddy.
Yeah, I guess so. Just like last year, and the year before that.
I am the best, for my talents are renowned far and wide. When it comes to surprises in the moonlit night, I excel without ever even trying. With the slightest little effort of my ghost-like charms, I have seen grown men give out a shriek. With the wave of my hand and a well-placed bow, I have swept the very bravest off their feet. Yet year after year, it's the same routine, and I grow so weary of the sound of screams. And I, Jack, the Pumpkin King, have grown so tired of the same old thing. Oh, somewhere deep inside of these bones, an emptiness began to grow. There's something out there far from my home, a longing that I've never known. I'm the master of fright and a demon of light, and I'll scare you right out of your pants. To a guide in Kentucky, I'm Mr. Unlucky, and I'm known throughout England and France. And since I am dead, I can take off my head to recite Shakespearean quotations. No animal nor man can scream like I can with the fury of my recitations. But who here would ever understand that the Pumpkin King with the skeleton grin would tire of his crown if they only understood? He'd give it all up if he only could. Oh, there's an empty place in my bones that calls out for something unknown. The fame and praise come year after year, does nothing for these empty tears.
Jack, I know how you feel.
Sally, you've come back.
I had to.
For this.
Yes.
Shall we then? That's twice this month you've slipped Deadly Nightshade into my tea and run off.
Three times.
You're mine, you know. I made you with my own hands.
You can make other creations. I'm restless. I can't help it.
It's a phase, my dear. It'll pass. We need to be patient. That's all.
But I don't want to be patient.
No, Zero, not now. I'm not in the mood. All right. Here you go, boy.
Morning, gents.
Jack, you home? Jack, I've got the plans for next Halloween. I need to go over them with you so we can get started. Jack, please, I'm only an elected official here. I can't make decisions by myself. Jack, answer me!
He's not home.
Where is he?
He hasn't been home all night.
Where are we? It's someplace new. What is this?
Things in the air. What's this? I can't believe my eyes. I must be dreaming. Wake up, Jack. This isn't fair. What's this? What's this? What's this? There's something very wrong. What's this? There's people singing songs. What's this? The streets are lined with little creatures laughing. Everybody seems so happy. Have I possibly gone daffy? What is this? What's this? There's children throwing snowballs instead of throwing heads. They're busy building toys. Absolutely, no one's dead. There's frost in every window. Oh, I can't believe my eyes. And in my bones, I feel the warmth that's coming from inside. Oh, look, what's this? The hanging mistletoe. They kiss? Why, that looks so unique. Inspired! The gathering around, hearing story roasting chestnuts on a fire. What's this? What's this? In here, they've got a little tree. How queer! And who would ever think? And why? They're covering it with tiny little things. They've got electric lights on strings, and there's a smile on everyone. So now correct me if I'm wrong. This looks like fun, this looks like fun. Oh, could it be? I got my wish. What's this? Oh my, what now? The children are asleep. But look, there's nothing underneath. No ghouls, no witches here to scream and scare them or ensnare them. Only little cozy things secure inside their dreamland. What's this? The monsters are all missing and the nightmares can't be found. And in their place there seems to be good feeling all around. Instead of screams, I swear I can hear music in the air. The smell of cakes and pies are absolutely everywhere. The sights, the sounds, they're everywhere and all around. I've never felt so full of this before. This empty place inside of me is filling up. I simply cannot get enough. I want it, oh I want it, oh I want it for my own. I've got to know what is the place that I have found. What is this?
Christmas Town?
This has never happened before.
It's suspicious. It's peculiar.
It's scary.
Dinosaur coming through.
We've got to find Jack. There's only 365 days left till next Halloween.
364.
Is there anywhere we've forgotten
to check? I looked in every mausoleum.
We opened the sarcophagi.
I tromped through the pumpkin patch. I peeked behind the Cyclops' eye. I did, but he wasn't there.
It's time to sound the alarms.
Suspicious than frog's breath. Until you taste it, I won't swallow a spoonful.
I'm not hungry. Oops.
You want me to stop? An old man like me who hardly has strength as it is. Me, to whom you owe your very life.
Oh, don't be silly. Scrumptious.
Did anyone think to dredge the lake?
Oh, this morning.
Hear that?
What?
Shh. Zero.
Call a town meeting and I'll tell everyone all about it.
When?
Immediately. Everyone, I want to tell you about Christmas Town. There were objects so peculiar, they were not to be believed. All around, things to tantalize my brain. It's a world unlike anything I've ever seen. And as hard as I tried, I can't seem to describe like a most improbable dream. But you must believe when I tell you this.
It's as real as my skull, and it does exist. Here, let me show you. Ooh. Ooh. This is a thing called a present. The whole thing starts with a box.
A box?
Is it steel?
Are there locks? Is it filled with a box?
A box? How do I look box?
If you please. Just a box with bright colored paper. And the whole thing's topped with a bow.
A bow?
But why?
How ugly? What's in it?
What's in it?
The point of the thing, not to know.
It's a bat!
Will it bend?
It's a rat!
Will it break? Perhaps it's the head that I found in the lake. Listen now, you don't understand. That's not the point of Christmas land. Now pay attention. We pick up an oversized sock and hang it like this on the wall. Oh, yes. Does it still have a foot?
Let me look. Rot it and cover it with dirt.
Let me explain. There's no foot inside, but there's candy. Or sometimes it's filled with small toys.
Small toys? Do they bite?
Do they snap or explode in the sand?
Perhaps they just spring out and scare girls and boys.
What a splendid idea. This Christmas sounds fun. I fully endorse. Let's try it at once.
Everyone, please, now not so fast. There's something here that you don't quite grasp. Well, I may as well give them what they want. And the best, I must confess, I have saved for the last, for the ruler of this Christmas land, is a fearsome king with a deep, mighty voice. At least that's what I've come to understand. And I've also heard it told that there is something to behold, like a lobster, huge and red. When he sets out to slay with his reindeer on, carting bulging sacks with his big great arms. That is so I've heard it said. And on a dark, cold night, under full moonlight, he flies into a fog like a vulture in the sky. And they call him Sandy Claus. Well, at least they're excited, but they don't understand that special kind of feeling in Christmas land. Oh, well.
Logical way to explain this Christmas thing.
You've poisoned me for the last time, you wretched girl. The door is open.
Hello?
Jack Skellington.
Up here, my boy.
Doctor, I need to borrow some equipment.
Is that so? Whatever for?
I'm conducting a series of experiments.
How perfectly marvelous. Curiosity killed the cat, you know.
I know.
Come on into the lab and we'll get you all fixed up.
Experiments?
Thank you.
action. But what does it mean?
To behave. Sally. Sally.
Oh,
gone again!
Says a word.
Hope he hasn't died.
Something's up with Jack. Something's up with Jack.
Christmas time is buzzing in my skull. Will it let me be? I cannot tell. There are so many things I cannot grasp. When I think I've got it, then at last, through my bony fingers it does slip. Like a snowflake in a fiery grip. Something here I'm not quite getting. Though I try, I keep forgetting. Like a memory long since past. Here in an instant, gone in a flash. What does it mean? What does it mean? In these little bric-a-brac, a secret's waiting to be cracked. These dolls and toys confuse me so. Confound it all, I love it though. Simple objects, nothing more, but something's hidden through a door. Though I do not have the key, something's here I cannot see. What does it mean? What does it mean? What does it mean? I've read these Christmas books so many times. I know the stories and I know the rhymes. I know the Christmas carols all by heart. My skull's so full, it's tearing me apart. As often as I've read them, something's wrong. so hard to put my bony finger on? Or perhaps it's really not as deep as I've been led to think. Am I trying much too hard?
Of course, I've been too close to see. The answer is right in front of me.
Right in front of me. It's simple, really. Very clear, like music drifting in the air. Invisible, but everywhere. Just because I cannot see it, doesn't mean I can't believe it. You know, I think this Christmas thing is not as tricky as it seems. And why should they have all the fun? It should belong to anyone. Not anyone, in fact, but me. Why, I can make a Christmas tree. And there's no reason I can buy. I couldn't handle Christmas time. I bet I could improve it, too. And that's exactly what I'll do.
Eureka! This year, Christmas will be ours!
Has a special jar for each of them.
Dr. Finkelstein! Your Christmas design is ready!
Dr. Finkelstein! To the front of the line!
What kind of noise is that for a baby to make?
Perhaps it can be improved?
No problem.
I knew it!
Doctor, thank you for coming. We need some of these.
Their construction should be exceedingly simple, I think.
How horrible our Christmas will be.
No.
How jolly.
Oh, how jolly our Christmas will be. What are you doing here?
Jack sent for us.
Specifically?
By name.
Look.
Jack.
Barrel.
Jack. Jack.
It's Boogie's boy.
Ah, Halloween's finest trick or treaters. The job I have for you is top secret. It requires craft, cunning, miss.
And we thought you didn't like us, Jack.
Absolutely no one is to know about it. Not a soul. Now. Now. Ow. And one more thing. Leave that no-account Oogie Boogie out of this!
Whatever you say,
Jack.
Of course, Jack.
Wouldn't dream of it, Jack.
Want to do it?
Let's draw straws. Jack said we should work together.
Three of a kind.
Birds of a feather, now and forever.
We're going to set some bait inside a nasty trap and wait. When he comes sniffing, we will snap the trap and close the gate.
Wait, I've got a better plan to catch this big red lobster man. Let's pop him in a boiling pot, and when he's done, we'll butter him up.
Throw him in a ball. Bury him for 90 years, and
see if he talks. Then Mr. Oogie Boogie Man can take the whole thing over then.
So please, I do declare. I say that we take a cannon, aim it at his door, and then
shot three times, and when he answers, Sandy Claus will be no more.
Yes, so stupid things. Now if we blow him up to smithereens, we may lose some pieces, and then
Jack will be just black and green.
Kidnap the Sandy Claus, tie him in a bag.
He'll be so pleased by our success.
That he'll reward us too, I'll bet.
Perhaps he'll make a special brew.
Of
saving spiders too.
Then we take the henchmen and we take our job with pride. We do our best to please him and stay on his good side.
I wish my cohorts weren't so dumb.
I'm not the dumb one. You're no fun.
Shut up!
Make me.
I've got something. Listen now. This one is real good. You'll see.
We'll send a present to his door. Upon there'll be a note to read. Now in the box, we'll wait and hide until his curiosity
entices him to look inside. And then we'll have him 1, 2, 3.
It goes something like this. How about it? Think you can manage?
A 1, then a 2, and a 3, and...
Next!
Fantastic! Now, why don't you all practice on that? And we'll be in great shape.
Sally, I need your help more than anyone's.
You certainly do, Jack. I had the most terrible vision.
That's splendid.
No, it was about your Christmas. There was smoke and fire.
That's not my Christmas. My Christmas is filled with laughter and joy and this. My Sandy Claus outfit. I want you to make it.
Jack, please listen to me. It's going to be a disaster.
How could it be? Just follow the pattern. This part's red. The trim is white.
It's a mistake, Jack.
Now, don't be modest. Who else is clever enough to make my Sandy Claus outfit? I have every confidence in you.
But it seems wrong to me. Very wrong.
This device is called a nutcracker.
Jack! We got him! We got him!
Perfect! Open it up, quickly! That's not Sandy Claus.
It isn't?
Who is it?
Bunny! Not Sandy Claus. Take him back.
We followed your instructions.
We went through the door.
Which door? There's more than one. Sandy Claus is behind a door shaped like this.
I told you.
I'm very sorry for the inconvenience, sir. Take him home first. And apologize again. Be careful with Sandy Claus when you fetch him. Treat him nicely.
Got it. We'll get it right next time.
You will be a decided improvement over that treacherous Sally.
Master, the plans.
Excellent, Igor.
Christmas is so fine.
It's our this time, and won't the children be surprised?
It's ours this time.
Making Christmas,
making Christmas,
making Christmas.
Time to give them something fun. They'll talk about for years to come.
Let's have a cheer from
everyone.
It's time to party. Making Christmas, making Christmas.
Snakes and mice get wrapped up so nice with spider nets and pretty bows.
In hours, in time.
All together, then send this in all our tricks. We're making Christmas time.
Here comes Jack.
I don't believe what's happening to me.
My hopes, my dreams.
my fantasy.
Won't they be impressed? I am a genius. See how I transformed this old rat into a most delightful hat.
My compliments from me to you on this, your most intriguing hat. Consider, though, this substitute, a bat in place of this old rat. Now that's all wrong. This thing will never make a present. It's been dead for much too long. Try something fresher, something pleasant. Try again, don't give up.
All together, bat and misfit, all our tricks will miss this Christmas time.
Kathleen, Bobby, Susie. Yeah, Susie's been nice. Nice, nice, naughty. Nice, nice, nice. There are hardly any naughty children this year. Now, who could that be?
Trick or treat!
Huh?
You don't look like yourself, Jack. Not at all.
Isn't that wonderful? It couldn't be more wonderful.
But you're the Pumpkin King.
Not anymore. And I feel so much better now.
Jack, I know you think something's missing, but...
Ow.
Sorry.
You're right. Something is missing. But what? I've got the beard, the coat, the boots, the belt.
Jack! This time we bagged him.
This time we really did.
He sure is big, Jack.
And hairy.
Let me go!
Sandy Claus, in person.
What a pleasure to meet you. What? Why, you have hands. You don't have claws at all.
What? Where am I?
Surprised, aren't you? I knew you would be. You don't need to have another worry about Christmas this year.
What?
Consider this a vacation, Sandy. A reward. It's your turn to take it easy.
But there must be some mistake.
See that he's comfortable. Just a second, fella. Of course. That's what I'm missing.
But
thanks.
You just can't...
Hold on. Where are we going now?
Ho, ho, ho. No.
This is worse than I thought. Ho. Much worse.
Oh.
I know.
Oh.
Me on vacation? On Christmas Eve?
Where are we taking him?
Where?
To Oogie Boogie, of course. There isn't anywhere in the whole world more comfortable than that. And Jack said to make him comfortable, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Haven't you heard of peace on earth and goodwill toward men?
Now!
Oh. This'll stop Jack.
What a joy to think of all we'll have in common.
We'll have conversations worth having.
Don't do this! Naughty children never get any presents!
I think he might be too big!
No, he's not. If he can go down a chimney, he can get down here!
Santa Claus, huh? Ooh, I'm really scared. So you're the one everybody's talking about. You're joking. I can't believe my eyes. You're joking me. You gotta be. This can't be the right guy. He's ancient. He's ugly. I don't know which is worse. I might just split a seam now if I don't die laughing first. Mr. Oogie Boogie says there's trouble close at hand. Better pay attention now, cause I'm the boogeyman. And if you aren't shaking, there's something very wrong. Cause this may be the last time you hear the boogie song. Whoa, whoa.
Now, or you must face the dire consequences. The children are expecting me, so please come to your senses.
You're joking. I can't believe my ears. Would someone stop this fella? I'm drowning in my tears. It's funny. I'm laughing.
You really are too much. And now, with your permission, I'm going to do my stuff.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to do the best I can.
What?
Music in the air,
cause I'm a gambling boogeyman, although I don't play fair.
It's much more fun, I must confess, with lives on the line. Not mine, of course, but yours, oh boy. Now let it be just fine.
Really, Smith, ask, or you will have to answer for this heinous act.
Oh, brother, you're something. You put me in a spin. You aren't comprehending
the position that you're in. It's hopeless. You're finished. You haven't got a prayer. Cause I'm Mr. Oogie Boogie, and you ain't going nowhere.
As you soar triumphantly through the sky, outshining every star, your silhouette a dark blot on the moon. You who are our pride, you who are our glory, you who have frightened millions into an early grave, you who have devastated the souls of the living.
Oh, no. We can't take off in this. The reindeer can't see an inch in front of their noses.
Phew!
This fog's as thick as
jelly brain!
Vigor!
There go all of my hopes, my precious plans, my glorious dreams.
There goes Christmas.
No, Zero. Down, boy.
My, what a brilliant nose you have. The better to light my way.
To the head of the team, Zero. We're off!
Wait, Jack! No!
Oh, ho, ho, ho!
Goodbye, Jack. My dearest Jack. Oh, how I hope my premonition is wrong. I sense there's something in the wind that feels like tragedy.
Christmas! And what is your name? That's all right. I have a special present for you, anyway. There you go, Sonny.
And what did Santa bring you, honey?
Hello, police. Attacked by Christmas toys? That's strange. That's the second toy complaint we've had.
I know, a skeleton. Keep calm. Turn off all the lights. Make sure the doors are locked. Hello, police.
Reports are pouring in from all over the globe that an imposter is shamelessly impersonating Santa Claus, mocking and mangling this joyous holiday. stop the perpetrator of this heinous crime.
Jack, someone has to help Jack. Where'd they take that Santa Claus?
Come back and save Christmas.
Look, Zero. Searchlights.
They're thanking us for doing such a good job.
Whoa! Careful down there. You almost hit us.
It's okay, Zero. Head higher.
Are you a gambling man, Sandy? Let's play. What have we here?
I'll get you out of here.
Lovely. Tickle, tickle, tickle. Tickle, tickle, tickle. Tickle, tickle, tickle. What? You tried to make a dupe out of me?
Who's next on my list? Ah, little Harry and Jordan. Won't they be surprised?
They're trying to hit us!
Christmas thing was a bad idea. I felt it in my gut.
Terrible news, folks. The worst tragedy of our times. Jack has been blown to smithereens. Terrible, terrible news.
Attention. Attention, citizens. Terrible news. There's still no sign of Santa Claus. Although the imposter has been shut down, it looks like Christmas will have to be canceled this year. I repeat, the imposter has been shut down, but there's still no sign of Santa Claus.
Why does nothing ever turn out like it should?
Well, what the heck? I went and did my best, and my God, I really tasted something swell. And for a moment, why, I even touched the sky, and at least I left some spores, they can tell I did. And for the first time since I don't remember when, I felt just like my old bony self again. And I,
Jack, the Pumpkin King.
That's right.
I am the Pumpkin King.
And I just can't wait until next Halloween, 'cause I've got some new ideas that will really make them scream. And by God, I'm really going to give it all my might. Uh-oh. I hope there's still time to set things right. Santa Claus.
You wait till Jack hears about this. By the time he's through with you, you'll be lucky if you...
The King of Halloween has been blown to smithereens. Skeleton Jack is now a pile of dust.
Come on, hero. Christmas isn't over yet.
What's that you said about luck, Ragdoll?
Ashes to ashes and dust to dust.
Oh, I'm feeling weak
with hunger.
One more roll of the dice ought to do it.
What? Snake eyes? 11!
Looks like I've won the jackpot. Bye-bye,
doll face.
And Sandman.
What's that?
Hello, Oogie.
Jack! But they said you were dead. You must be...
double dead!
Oh.
Well, come on, Gold Man!
Forgive me, Mr. Claus. I'm afraid I've made a terrible mess of your holiday.
Bumpy sleigh ride, Jack. The next time you get the urge to take over someone else's holiday, I'd listen to her. She's the only one who makes any sense around this insane asylum. Skeletons.
I hope there's still time.
To fix Christmas? Of course there is. I'm Santa Claus.
He'll fix things, Jack. He knows what to do.
How did you get down here, Sally?
Oh, I was trying to... Well, I wanted to...
To help...
I couldn't let you just...
Sally,
I can't believe I never realized that you...
Jack! Jack!
Here he is.
Alive!
Just like he's dead!
Grab a hold, my boy!
Good news, folks.
Santa Claus, the one and only, has finally been spotted. Old Saint Nick appears to be traveling at supersonic speed. He's setting things right, bringing joy and cheer wherever he goes. Yes, folks, Kris Kringle has pulled it out of the bag and delivered Christmas to excited children all over the world.
Jack's back.
Jack? Jack's okay.
He's all right.
I feel
this.
I haven't got a clue.
What's this?
Why, it's completely new.
What's this?
Must be a Christmas bag. Oh,
it's really very strange.
Halloween.
Careful, my precious jewel. My dearest friend, if you don't mind, I'd like to join you by your side, where we can gaze into the stars and sit together now and forever.